At least have a shirt on.
Good to go.
Oh, because there's buttons on it? Is that called a shirt? Okay, I see.
Next up on the agenda, about 2 hours late, appointment of the Maryland Energy Advisory Committee. This is the names. Appointing a group to work with all the energy issues and concerns facing the county and develop where we want to go, but also policy related to what we want to do. Jeff's here. We're working with Jeff to move this forward. And I don't know if he has anything to say for him at the appointments.
I didn't plan to speak, but just obviously interested in the recommendations and who will be appointed based on the recommendations.
We solicit the names, I'm not sure the total number actually.
I don't have it, wouldn't include it.
But the final selection has twelve members, starting with Mike Cook, Director of County Economic Development, Tim Carney, Senior Project Manager, Allegheny County Economic Development, David Dorsey, Acting Planning Coordinator, Allegheny County Planning Services, Jim Torrington, Chief, Garrett County Permitting Office, Rodney Blogfeldy, Health Officer, Garrett County Health Department, Dr. Stephen Hartlaw, Professor of Environmental Policy at Roswell State University, Paul Dorn, Citizen of Garrett County, Dr. Ed Gates, Professor at University of Maryland Appalachian Lab, Joe Gilman, Administrator Garrett College, Mike Giesbach, President Garrett Trails and Owner Savage River Lodge, Eric Guthrie, Division Manager, Pell Innovations, Chamber of Commerce Representative, and Bob Sutton, Deep Creek Property Owners Association President of Sky Valley, POA.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. I hear a second.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Did you second it? Did you second it, Jim? Here's one last thing. There's a reappointment to the Local Management Board. Linda Green, who is a private member, a citizen member, to the...
Motion to approve.
Yeah.
She's the vice chair. She can't think of any
first and second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
That's it.
Any public comment?
Just one question. You said that you solicited names for the Energy Committee. I know that I've expressed to Jim, and I definitely know that I expressed it to Jim, but I never saw the notice for soliciting the names. When did it come out?
I don't think it did. I think that is incorrect. This was designed to be different than the normal advisory committees to the commission. It was I felt that these were by recommendation of a spectrum group to look at.
And you had something written out that said what the recommendation should be based on? I mean, was there some type of formula, something that you looked at that, you know, said, here's the criteria, we only want it to be based on economic development, we only want it to be based on lake, you know, I mean, what?
when looking at that, we basically wanted to, look at economic development, permitting, obviously industry, property owners, and also from the academic side of things.
It doesn't really answer the question well.
And the meetings will be open to public?
Yeah, the meetings will be open to public. They'll be advertised. All the materials will be on the Mountain Maryland Energy Advisory Committee website. We will have dedicated at least one session to, citizens of the county, if they want to present on certain technical matters, I mean, and if there's, you know, subject matter expertise within the county, or if you have contacts that would like to present, then, you know, we'd like to, you know, look at those as well. But, and like, you know, as mentioned, the meetings will be open to the public.
When do you anticipate the first meeting?
I think we're shooting for the week of December 9th. We were obviously waiting for the members to be appointed, so now we can start the, you know, scheduling of the meeting. It'll be sometime during that week. We envision it being at the health office, similar to the Marcellus meetings, open to the public. We'll announce that, announce the agenda, provide information, materials that we'll look at, and at, you know, obviously one of the deliverables for this out of this committee would be, you know, documenting the work product throughout the committee sessions and providing those recommendations, and you know, potentially that could be open to public comment as well.
Have you already established a scope and work plan?
We haven't. We're working on right now sort of a process framework, which we worked on, you know, looked at some in the last few days.